Providing your news talk and sports, we are Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO, 1230 AM.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss.
You're baiting me. I just know you're baiting me. You're looking for reason for somebody to bust out in song, and you know that Kristen's the one who's going to do that.
It's your turn.
She made the Hall & Oates reference earlier. Yeah. Well, I'm not doing the duet, sorry.
Oh, wait, Pat, this is your part.
It's I'm sorry, I can't hear the music anymore. There must be a technical issue. Brewers were winners 5-4 over the Dodgers in 11 innings, thanks to a 2-run walk-off single by Victor Caratini. They play again this evening, then tomorrow afternoon, and that's the first of 4 day games in a row. Tomorrow at home, and then 3 day games Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Chicago Cubs before they travel out to LA to play the Dodgers yet again.
Did you see how hard Christian Yelich hit that baseball last night, though?
I did see the Christian Yelich home run. His first one at home since early May. His first home run overall in
July 2nd.
Well over a month.
Yeah, July 2nd. So he hit that ball. There was so much frustration in that baseball that you could just see it. It soared. It was like 450 feet almost. Like,
wow.
Gone.
451. And Bill Schroeder was saying, boy, you can just see the relief on his face. And you could. They cut to him in the dugout. And he just looked like, you know, such a weight had been taken off his shoulders, you know. So we'll, and then, you know, you've got the Packers. Are they at home this Friday?
Oh, heck yeah, they are. Okay. We've got a Friday night game against the Saints, and we've got practices with the Saints, I believe, today and tomorrow.
Okay. Now, do you attend the practices?
I have.
Okay.
I like to ride my bike around town. That's my exercise. So it's not unusual for me to bike over. You know, the practices are busy. Like, there are people all over the place, and there are bleachers, and they're free to attend. So it's a pretty great event.
That's awesome. You know, my exposure to Lambeau Field has been, you know, in really cold weather but actually also being down on the field when I worked for TV13, and Bob Gallagher was our sports guy. He would, you know, bring somebody along to, you know, hold the microphone while he held the camera and covered things. So you'd be actually behind the bench, you know, down there on the field during the game. And I'd love to tell you that it's, you know, exciting and thrilling. It is for about 3 seconds. And then, you know, you're working. So you have to just jump right into it. And this was during the Brett Favre era, of course, because this was a while back. But I remember being in the locker room after a Packer game. And you as a doctor, Kristen, you know how beat up these guys must get, how they feel after a game.
Oh, yeah. I was an athletic trainer in high school.
Oh, okay. I mean, so you know very well. And I think it was stunning for me, though. I mean, you know they're getting beat up. But when you see them in the locker room and you see they are just spent. I mean, they look like they've been put through, you know, the meat grinder. And it shows. And I remember seeing some guys were having, you know, either food delivered or went to go get food. And Brett Favre was at his locker and an entire pizza had been put, you know, next to him on like the bench or something. And we'd been working throughout the game. And you think, how great would it be if I think Favre's about to say something like, hey, you know, anybody want a piece? You know, great guy. He's going to, you know, share his pizza with us. We go to interview some other guy, somebody else at his locker. I turn back and Brett Favre has finished that entire pizza.
Do you not have teenage sons? That's not unusual. No, Luke, back me up.
Of course, it made total sense as soon as I saw it. I mean, how many calories do you burn, you know, playing an NFL game? But for a quick moment, I'm like, he just ate that entire pizza.
Yeah, my go-to after a soccer game was senior year of high school. I was on the varsity soccer team and on the drum line. And so any typical day, I was burning a ton of calories. I would go through 2 dozen wings from Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursdays, because those would be really long days. I go get the 60-cent boneless wings, 2 dozen of them, and I'd polish them off in seconds flat.
I'm trying to think, that would be an interesting question for people based on, you know, as far back as you can remember, which for me would be a teenage boy. What's the most of something that you've ever eaten, you know, without and not being like a competitive eater, but you look back and go, I don't know how I ate that much, you know, for we talked about sweet corn last week. And I remember at one point, my grandma making up a big old pile of sweet corn. And next thing I knew, 7 cobs were gone. But it was just that delicious. Now you will rarely get, you know, a woman, especially an athlete here, like, you know, Kristen to admit it, but we're going to ask anyway, got any memories of something where you really pigged out?
Oh yeah. I remember hiding behind a chair and eating an entire bag of taco Dorito chips. And then my mom was like, where are the chips? And I'm like,
I like the occasional reminder that you're almost in my age range, because I don't know that anybody remembers taco Dorito chips. Those go way back.
They're back.
I know they're back, but they were gone for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. They're so good. Or maybe it's just the memory.
It's probably the memory, because I've gone back to it since. And
I have them in my closet. I'm not joking.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's like the food version of Yacht Rock for me. It's soothing.
For us, we've learned, because it's just the two of us now at home, and we have a favorite frozen pizza, lots of matzah. And I mean, we love it. We've learned that we have to buy the small one, because I mean, you know what happens with pizza when there's only like, you know, 2 slices left, but you're full, but there's only 2 slices left. So, I mean, one for you, one for me, you know, and then you regret it, of course, afterwards. You're running for the Pepsi, you know, before too much terribly. And so you have to, oh my God, the babysitting you have to do to yourself as you get older for what you eat. And do you take the little Pepsi tablet beforehand, or do you take the great big one, you know, an hour after you ate because you waited far too long? So this week, or this past weekend, I made a lasagna, and I make a pretty good lasagna. And of course, that is a very heavy tomato-based sauce. And this is where we are in life now, that we both knew, well, it's tomato-based, it's heavy, so, you know, we can't have too much. And these are the conversations we're now having.
And as Pat walked over to get the lasagna, limped over on his bad knee to get the lasagna out of the oven.
That's all good now.
Which dose of Pepsid should I take now?
this is what life has come to, is when and what type of antacid do you have?
I didn't mention that it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon when this all happened.
And what restrictions do you put on yourself, because you know your body well enough that either it's going to give you an upset stomach, or worse, it's going to make noises, much like we talked about off air. Why I and a lot of men don't do yoga, because it's noisy in there. And totally we're not talking about the music, kids. So
everybody farts, Pat. Everybody farts.
Let's just cue that up. That's words of wisdom. Well, I'm an actual medical doctor. So if that anybody feel better, you probably have to say that in the exam room, you know, more than once or twice occasionally. So on that happy note, folks, we're going to wrap up our show. Kristen Lyerly, who most Wednesdays will join us with Kirk Bangstad, but he's away. So I think it's all you and me next week, one more time, if you're brave enough.
I'm so in.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate Pat, it. We're singing now.
Appreciate it. I better talk all the way through this, or she's going to sing. That'll do it for us. I'm Pat Whitelow. You're up north. Have a great day.